Here's a little thought I'm going to title visual tinnitus. You know, that ringing in the ears that some of us are plagued with that sometimes goes on and on and drives us a little nuts. Well, I had a very similar experience visually this morning. I went to one of my favorite breakfast diners, and while I was waiting for my food, I pulled out my phone to review a new PDF publication of photography. And try as I might, I just couldn't do it. There was such an incredible audible bombardment of just background noise. It was totally distracting. There was radio playing, you know, the way they do in restaurants, the conversation and laughter of the patrons, the dishes clanking, the cash register ringing, phones, cell phones were ringing, door chimes. I was just drowning in an overload of audible cacophony. And after several attempts to view this PDF and failing miserably, I just couldn't connect with it at all. I realized it was the noise in the background that was getting in the way. It was like a barrier between me and the artwork. And I know the artwork is great. There's no question about that. But I just couldn't connect with it because I couldn't fight my way through this din of restaurant noise. And the little revelation that I had is I think this is one of the reasons why I don't like going to gallery openings. To me, the reason to go to a gallery opening is to see the artwork. It's new. It's exciting. That's why I'm there. But there's usually so much activity happening on opening night between people who are there and laughing and talking and usually nothing to do with the artwork at all. There's glasses clinking and wine being consumed and all kinds of activity that makes it almost impossible to view the artwork. I think it's that cacophony that separates me from the enjoyment of the photography I'm there to see. And the same can be said about web pages that pop up a never-ending stream of ads. I just hate that. It just gets in the way. And I found myself realizing why it is that I value so much my Sunday morning routine. It's a quiet time in the house. I grab a book or look at a PDF on my tablet or something and find myself able to become absorbed with the artwork and really give it the attention that it deserves. Seeing artwork is best done in the quiet that allows us to connect with the artwork with the fewest distractions. That's obviously true when we're making artwork. Why wouldn't it be true when we're viewing artwork? So, thinking about this as I was driving away from the diner, the term visual tinnitus popped into mind, and that's exactly how I feel about the competition between trying to see a bit of artwork and distractions from the outside that create this barrier that sometimes I just can't fight my way through.
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.